Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Early voting has begun for Iowa's 35th Senate District, which includes all of Clinton County, as well as portions of Jackson and Scott counties. The two major party candidates are Democrat Mike Zimmer, the school board president for Central DeWitt Community School District, and Republican Katie Whittington, a Quad City area organizer for the GOP. The winner will replace Republican Chris Kernoyer of LeClaire, who was appointed lieutenant governor last month. Election day for the special election is January 28th. The federal racketeering conspiracy trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain is entering its final stretch. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Madigan's legal team rested today after putting the accused former speaker on the stand for 4 days. All told, his lawyers presented a dozen witnesses over 7 days. McClain's defense team previously rested. Prosecutors presented testimony from about 50 people and played nearly 200 secret FBI recordings for the jury. This historic trial that began back in October now is on pace for closing arguments, possibly wrapping up by the end of next week. If that schedule holds, that means jurors could begin deliberating Madigan and McClain's fate by the final week of the month. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
The University of Illinois system is expanding a program that guarantees admission to certain transfer students. The university announced this week it will now admit students transferring from any college or university in the country so long as they graduated from an Illinois high school and meet certain grade, credit, and language proficiency requirements. U of I locations previously have offered guaranteed admissions to those transferring from a community college in the state. That's led to over 4,000 community college students to finish their degrees at a University of Illinois location since 2022. In a statement, U of I System President Tim Colleen says this expansion increases the likelihood that students will work and live in-state. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is launching an online portal for children's behavioral health care. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
It's called Beacon. Officials say that's because the goal is to be a beacon of light for families seeking help. In the portal, parents and caregivers can learn about nearby community-based services like outpatient counseling or residential treatment their child may be eligible for. Pritzker says many families don't know where to start.
There's so much stigma around this issue. And for some people, the easiest way to start knowing that you need to find help is to go online and get help online without having to interact with anybody up front.
The portal does not link families directly to behavioral health providers, except in a few cases where they're working with a state worker. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Quad City Environmental Film Series kicks off this weekend with a documentary featuring an Iowa farmer's innovative approach to sustainable agriculture. Food Inc. 2, screening Sunday at the Figge Art Museum, highlights the stock cropping technique developed by Zachary Smith and two other farmers in north central Iowa. Smith explains the process involves a mobile grazing barn to intersperse row crops with livestock.
It's taking the current paradigm and flipping it on its head. Going back to an older style where we integrate livestock and crops together, like farms looked like back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, where farms had a lot of diversity, more than just corn and soybeans, had a lot of different species of livestock that all kind of integrated.
Smith will speak after the documentary screening, which starts at 3 p.m. on Sunday. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.